Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, welcome to Risen Motherhood. We are so thrilled to have all of you guys joining us today. Thank you so much for tuning in for our very first episode.
Yeah.
I have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Yeah, hey guys.
And we are just super excited to get this project off the ground. I feel like, Emily, we started this so many months ago.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It feels so rewarding to make some progress. Seems like so many things in life are just the same thing all the time, so it's fun to be seeing this project realized.
Yeah, exactly. We are, like I said, just thrilled. That's the only word I can think of to get moving forward on this. And today we want to jump right in with Risen Motherhood, and kind of what we're going to be talking about today is our current culture and why we really feel like something like Risen Motherhood is needed, kind of the idea behind the show. And we're going to be talking about motherhood and the gospel, kind of tying into that of just what the gospel really means as mothers and how that changes how we mother. So kind of those are the things we're going to talk about today.
Definitely.
Em, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. And I think Laura and I are both in the online space. We're both bloggers and sister-in-laws too, but bloggers. And so we hear all these blog posts about, you know, moms needing to do things a certain way and just pressure to feel perfect and how to balance everything correctly and finding the right system and the right way to feed your kids. And there's just so much out there right now that is pressure on us. And it's just really stressful to be a mom sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's hard.
And so Laura and I just always find ourselves talking about just daily issues and going back and forth of like, well, how should we be thinking about this? And what is my heart attitude in this? And what does that say about, you know, how I'm living out that aspect of motherhood? So it's just, these are conversations that Laura and I have been having for a while now. And they've been really, really helpful to us.
And I think like, something that we found is just there is just so much confusion in motherhood, and like Emily said, like what is the right answer to this? Or and we're talking about everything from really practical stuff of like potty training to just deep heart issues of just like that sanctifying work that motherhood does, and what our heart attitude is whenever our kid is disobedient. And so we really feel like, gosh, if we're having these conversations, I bet other moms are having these conversations, and both of us have individually had them with other moms. And so we just recognize how difficult it is to be a mother these days. And with all that online chatter and just books and how-tos and 10 steps to the perfect sleeper, like all of these things are just calling and clamoring for our attention. And you know, it can be really, really difficult to find our focus and to remember what matters. And that's something that Emily and I have found in each other, just that ability to keep each other focused on what truly and ultimately matters. And so we are just hoping that Risen Motherhood can be an extension of those conversations and just a way that all of you can, you know, come alongside us. I think we want to be really clear up front, too, that Em and I do not have it all together.
Yeah, we are definitely still learning and growing, and we are working this out. And as we talk through these things with each other and with other moms around us and read scripture, we're learning. And so you are hearing a work in progress. And so definitely remember that. And as Laura was saying, we just need each other. And so I think that is our hope, is that this would just spur on just thoughts for you, and maybe would even cause you to like go to your own friend group and say, can we be talking about these things? Mm-hmm. And what are you doing in this situation? Or how are you handling this feeling of guilt? Or how are you handling, you know, potty training or whatever? And then talk about those things in light of scripture. And so that is the heart of Risen Motherhood, is that we want to be moms who live in light of the resurrection of Christ and walk in our new identity. And that's kind of the story behind the name, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, that's where Risen Motherhood comes from. And I think, you know, as... Okay, I got lost my train of thought just a little
bit. That's mom brain. That's totally normal.
That's mom brain. It is early in the morning here, too. I have to, let's be honest, it's really early. We have to find time when the kids are sleeping. But the other thing we wanted to mention before we dive into the true meat of the episode is just that we really do see this for all moms, you know, but we are moms of young children. And so I think that's probably more of our target audience. But we, you know, working moms, stay-at-home moms, we want to do this in 15 minutes. We chose that time really intentionally so that you could get in, get out, get a little bit of encouragement for your day, and you can do that while folding the laundry, hiding in the bathroom, washing dishes, whatever it is you need to do. Hope maybe driving in a car. I think that's when I find a good chance to listen to podcasts.
I put my phone in my back pocket, and I walk around the house while I'm sweeping and cleaning. So that's... There is an idea if you're trying to find a way to listen to a podcast.
Yes, then you can always hear it and your kids can't steal it from you. They can't go after the phone. So, all right, well, let's jump in kind of to the meat of the topic today. We really want to talk about the gospel and how it impacts motherhood. And so, I think, actually, and why don't you jump off? You talked to me a lot about our identity and I think that's just a point you should bring up today.
Well, I think it's something that I've learned and grown in is that to always be thinking of myself and ourselves as women first and foremost as Christians, as followers of Christ, and that is like who we are. And then we have all these different roles and callings in our life, and that might be wife or, you know, daughter or friend or mom or, you know, church member. And so, you know, those are all callings or roles, but they don't define who we are. And so it's just really important that we don't get that confused, because I think looking at ourselves through that lens of Christ is where it all starts.
Yeah. And I think that one awesome thing about, you know, remembering who we are in Christ is that we know, too, as moms, we have a bigger purpose in mothering than just raising moral kids or, you know, kids that do well at school. Like, we are really striving for something that is eternal and long lasting. And, you know, I think that's something that for me is so fulfilling about motherhood is when I remember that this is eternal work. Yeah. You know, I'm not just sweeping the floors for the 500th time because I want a clean house.
Yeah.
You know, I am doing that to show my kids God's love, and that all these little building blocks of playing with them during the day and cleaning up after them and changing diapers and all of those little things that we do, you know, those are ultimately leading up to such a greater work than those, you know, what we like to call these days the trenches, right?
I think exactly. And I think we all long for like this adventure and like to be a part of something that is
bigger,
exciting, and you know, we want to escape. It's like motherhood can feel so mundane and just from doing the same thing over and over again, like you said. And it's just as when we're thinking of ourselves though as like, you know, a daughter warrior for the king, and like we're in this kingdom, and there's this whole spiritual realm that we don't see, and like we're that's our reality, and that's our reality in the gospel. So that's exciting. At least a little bit more exciting.
Emily's nerd side of like fantasy stuff is totally coming out right now.
I know, I did get a little but you know, but I just think that's it's just a way to say, okay, like part of me sweeping the floor is being an image bearer, and this has purpose, like you said. And then also, I think there's this aspect of like guilt that is just weighs moms down. And I literally don't know how moms do it apart from Christ, because when I feel like a failure, I get to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I have totally messed up here. And I have, you know, spoken harshly to my children, or I have totally checked out today as a mom and I just put them in front of the TV and been like, I can't today. And I can repent of that and say, no, you have new mercies for me. And I don't have to carry that guilt around tomorrow.
Exactly.
And I don't know how moms do that apart from Jesus.
I know. I totally agree. And I do find that it is just like, for me, a continual repentance, you know, throughout the day. And I think that's something that I sort of can be disgusted by, how often I need to come back to the cross. But really, like, that You know, if I continue to come back to the cross during the day, living in light of the gospel and renewing my mind through the truth of God's word, like, I do find that, like, at the end of the day, I am so much lighter. When I don't do that, I'm, like, super discouraged. I'm, you know, annoyed by my children, you know, snappy at my husband. And, but if I can remember to keep the main thing, as the saying goes, I think that my day not only goes better in the moment, but also just overall, by the end of the day, I can go to bed and sleep peacefully, I guess, you know? And
exactly. And there's so many things that we have to give up as moms, right?
Yes,
I mean, sacrifice. Just, and that's part of being snappy, too, is this feeling that sometimes you feel like everything is being taken away from me. You know, I can't sleep through the night anymore. I can't eat without somebody trying to get food off my plate. And, you know, I can't walk anymore without stepping on a toy. And you just feel like, wow, what has my life become? And, but I think, again, the gospel speaks to that and just says, no, like, Christ gave everything for us. And we are called to lay down our whole lives to follow him and not wait and not pursue comfort and not look back. And so that just, that's like really radical motivation, I guess, to just pour ourselves out because we have eternity to like be with Jesus and to have joy and not be stepping on toys. So it's okay to step on a few now.
Well,
and try not to say anything awful when you do.
I know. Hold your tongue. No, and I think it's just interesting, those moments, you know, where you, for me especially, it's like missing nap time, like when the kids don't nap, they are so revealing of our hearts, and I feel like that shows me exactly what I am hoping in that day, you know, and it will reveal that, you know, oh, that if I miss my nap time and my day is ruined and I am super crabby at my kids and I just, you know, my husband walks in the door and I'm like, I'm done, they're yours, you know, that is just totally reveals the sin in my heart and that I have put more faith in a nap than I have in the, what the gospel and what Christ has done for me.
Exactly. And we're not going to get our joy from a perfect rest time away from our children. We're not going to get our joy in, you know, having our house perfectly cleaned or getting to this imaginary point where all of our laundry's done or where our children are behaving. And so I think it's just that finding our joy in Christ and we can have joy there. And that's just crazy. And it's something that we need to hear and we need to live in and walk in. Because if not, it just, motherhood does just get exhausting. And it's impossible to do in our own strength.
It definitely is. Yes. I think that it's remembering that this is a choice that, you know, coming to the cross is something that we need to do each and every day, moment by moment. And it's something that we've never arrived. You know, I think as moms, that's a really important point too, is just to remember this needs to be done over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, these are exciting conversations. And we definitely want to continue them, which is why we have other episodes on different topics, but we want to just make sure you guys have a chance to get to know us a little bit here on the front end. And so, Laura, do you want to just share with everybody a little bit about you?
Yeah, we'll go quick here. My name's Laura. I am married to my husband, Mike, who's an engineer, and we've been married about 5 years. We have two kiddos. One is almost three. Crazy to have a three-year-old nearly. and then my other just turned one on New Year's Eve, so kind of a fun day there, I guess. We recently moved to Chicago from Minneapolis, kind of had a crazy whirlwind year where we did a home renovation. We lived in temporary housing for a bit, and finally just finding ourselves settling down, which has felt nice to not be as crazy. And things that I'm interested in or do, so you can know more about me, I guess, a little. I feel fairly boring when I have to talk about hobbies, but I guess Emily and I both have blogs, as we've mentioned, and so I do enjoy writing, reading hardcover books.
Definitely.
Yes, way better than those e-readers. Doing DIY projects, I like kind of large and small ones, and everything from little paper crafting things to, I don't know, we recently built a credenza, total IKEA hack, but a credenza for our dining room in our new house.
Yeah, Laura is like a super skilled decorator, although she's very humble about it, but she's awesome at DIY projects and her house is just gorgeous.
Thanks, Em. Okay, your turn.
Okay, Yeah, so I am married to Laura's brother. So
yeah.
That's the connection. Laura's brother, Brad.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we've been married for over 6 years, and we live in central Iowa, actually, although I'm originally a Kansas Cityan.
City girl.
Yeah, so I have 4 boys and a 3.5-year-old, twin 2-year-olds, and an almost 5-month-old baby. So we've got a lot of energy in our house, and I just have become an expert on diggers during the day. I know what an excavator is versus a front end loader. And I can act them all out too. So yeah, I just try to find ways to like kind of control the chaos.
Emily
is
a super girly girl. So everyone knows she's super, super girly girl. So she would have 4 boys.
I would. Yes, exactly. Well, the Lord is trying to teach me all kinds of great things. So, yeah. And when I get time, which is not a ton, but I definitely like writing and reading, like Laura said, and I love watching PBS shows with my husband, specifically the Masterpiece classic shows.
They are crazy.
I'm not
going
to give everybody
them.
A lecture about why they need to watch them, but, they're just good stuff. And, yeah, my husband and I also like just like business ideas and improvements and systems and
very
all that
analytical.
Stuff. He's an engineering heart as well. So
yes.
Definitely. And my hobby in 2016 is cooking with more vegetables. So that's if I don't put it on my hobby list, it might not happen. Actually, my hobby list might not happen in general.
That's motherhood, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're running a bit over time here, so we're going to go quick. Like we said, Emily and I both have blogs, and so you can find Emily at emilyjensenwrites.com and me over at oaklandavenueblog.com. We're going to have show notes for every single show, which basically means you're going to be able to find links for more information on the topic we discussed, things written by ourselves or also written by other wiser women than us that we have found as great resources. So definitely head over to our blogs, check those out. Emily, do you want to cover the other stuff?
Yeah, and again, just find us on social media. We'll have all of those links connected through our blog. So if you can get one place, you can get all the places. And definitely subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. That helps other people find us and gets the word out about the show. So that is extremely helpful.
It's
we would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And just talk to a friend about this, like especially if you know someone who's trying to understand how maybe their faith impacts their motherhood, or maybe they're just struggling in motherhood and they need to hear like some encouragement. Definitely talk with them about these issues, and yeah, get excited because next time we're talking about self-care.
Yeah.
So get your coffee ready and take your deep breath.
Your cold coffee. It will probably be cold. But, and that's one thing we should just say. We're talking about really fun topics, you guys. I'm sorry to keep going, but, self-care, postpartum, gospel instruction for young children. And that postpartum one is postpartum body image. Yikes strikes, but we're going to tackle it. And the last one is marriage and motherhood. So those are the topics. Tune in for one, hopefully all of them, and we will see you next time.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.